Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Welcome to the Upside Down Story. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But here at the Upside Down Story, we turn everything flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy. You aren't going to know who is telling you this story until the very end. Unless you guess sooner, that is. Today you're going to hear a wonderful tale with lots of little hints, and your job is to guess who I am by the end of the story. A mystery narrator? What could be more fun? At the beginning of every Upside Down Story episode, you will get one hint to start with. Today's hint is that the storyteller is a character. That means you're going to be guessing what fictional character I am. Am I Snow White, Nemo, or perhaps Prince Eric? Let's start today's story and see how quickly you can guess who the Upside Down storyteller is. Oh, hi. I'm so happy to see you, but please, please keep your distance. I know I look petite and innocent with my big blue eyes and endearing light blonde plait, but I am extremely powerful. In fact, I'm so powerful that it made my childhood an absolute misery. My abilities set me apart from the other people in my life. My parents even had to keep me separate from my younger sister. She's 3 years younger than I am, for her own protection. So when I tell you to keep back, believe me, it's for your own good. From the outside looking in, I'm sure people envied me. After all, I was born a royal on December 22nd, 1818. Who wouldn't want to be born a princess? My parents were the beloved King Agnar and Queen Iduna of Arendelle, which is a beautiful, quaint town at the base of a mountain range. And while I may be a fictional character, and while Arendelle may be a fictional town, my kingdom is based on a real, live place called Hallstatt, which is a village in Austria at the base of the Salzkammergut Mountains. Even though only 800 people live in Hallstatt, ever since Disney made me famous, this little village has been swarmed by tourists. In fact, Hallstatt deals with as many as 10,000 tourists a day now because of me, making it 6 times busier with tourists per capita than Venice, Italy. I am celebrated for being a strong and independent female character. I can create snowgies by sneezing, I love the smell of chocolate, and I famously quipped that fears can't be trusted. Oh, you'll have to excuse me. I'm preparing for my coronation tomorrow. That's when I become the Queen of Arendelle. It's a bittersweet moment for me. I'm proud to represent my people, but I would give anything to have my parents back. They sadly perished in a shipwreck, trying to journey to Adatolan, an island which they believed held the answer to my powers. I will do my best to make them proud. The tailor is here to fit my new dark teal dress and regal purple coronation cloak. I'm most often seen wearing blue and white, but this is a special occasion requiring special fashion attention. Oh gee, the tailor is fussing at me to come on. Sorry, but it's go time. It may be go time for the mystery narrator, but for all of you, it's time to take a 30-second break from the story so that you can think about the clues you've heard so far. Write down your thoughts if it helps you. The narrator is a fictional character, a princess with powers who lives in Arendelle. Your 30 seconds to think start now. My coronation was a disaster. Even though the festivities had all been well prepared, with dignitaries like the Duke of Wellaston in attendance, my magic ruined everything. I got upset when my sister asked for my permission to marry Prince Hans. Oh, I just knew something was off about that guy. I was only trying to protect my sister, but I lost control of my emotions and my powers in the moment, and I've turned the whole village to ice. I escaped to my ice palace, guarded by my trusty snow bouncer Marshmallow, and sang my broken heart out from my place of isolation. Let it go, let it go. I am one with the wind and sky. But the one love I could never, ever let go of is the love that I have for my sister. Our bond could thaw anything, including the icy winter of Arendelle. Once I realized that true love is how to stop the eternal winter, I've managed to unfreeze everything. My judgment has also been redeemed. Prince Hans turned out to be a big jerk, and my little sister Anna is much better off with dear Kristoff now. I was voiced by Idina Menzel, and my iconic song Let It Go has become a cultural phenomenon that has inspired countless people to be true to themselves. Okay, upside down story sleuths, it's time to solve the mystery. Who was today's storyteller? You have 30 seconds to make your final guesses. Today's storyteller was Elsa from Frozen. I hope you enjoyed today's upside down story. I sure had fun turning everything flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy with you today. Put on your thinking cap, grab some paper and a pencil to write down clues, and join us for the next episode of the Upside Down Story.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.